So Prabhupada often wanted his disciples to shoot the rhino. They do things which are almost impossible. So how do we balance that with, say, being rational or realistic, using our intelligence about doing things? So my understanding is that Srila Prabhupada, he had extraordinary vision. Still, his steps were always very tangible and concrete. Now, what he did, Lilamrita said that Swami's head was in the clouds, but his feet were firmly on the ground. So Prabhupada actually took, when he was in thinking of going to America for preaching, it was a big dream. But then Prabhupada was doing very practical things, asking for some funds, asking for some support. Went to America, he started small. Prabhupada also said, in like a needle, out like a plow. Prabhupada said something like that?
Yeah.
So now, in like a needle means, as you know, I'm beginning small. So yes, it is good to have a big vision, but then the vision should be a spur for action, not a substitute for action. Sometimes you just dream, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do that, but then we actually do nothing. That becomes a problem. So if we have clear plan, okay, I'll do this, it's a spur for action. And we take steps forward gradually. If Krishna wants something spectacular will happen. Krishna doesn't, if Krishna, that's not Krishna's will, still we will have done our service. So we have to have practical steps about what we are going to do. If it's all in the head alone, it's important to have a vision, but also we need to have some practical steps about how we are going to do it. And we have to also see that Prabhupada was also very pragmatic. He's very visionary, but then he was quite pragmatic in terms of how he was going to implement the vision. So, as you rightly said, that Prabhupada tried so many different things. He has tried the League of Devotees in India. He tried working with his god brothers. He tried distributing back to Godhead. So anything that he did, when they didn't work, so Prabhupada stopped them and tried something else. So there is the principle of service, and there is the form of service. The principle that I'm a servant of Krishna and I'm meant to serve Krishna. The principle that for Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave the instruction that should preach. Prabhupada stuck to the principle, came come what may. But with respect to the form, Prabhupada was quite flexible. If this didn't work out, try this. This didn't work out, try that. So Prabhupada, he came to America. He focused on making people into devotees who moved into the temples. But when he went to India, he didn't use that strategy at all. Not many people actually took up the strategy. So Prabhupada actually went to a lot of devotees' houses, a lot of pious Hindu houses, and encouraged them to provide funds and encourage them to become life members. Now, in one sense, life members was actually, they had no commitment to practice it. Prabhupada wanted them eventually to come to that level. But so whereas here in America, Prabhupada was like, you have to come inside and become an insider member of ISKCON. There it was, you can be wherever you are, but contribute in some way. So in manifesting that vision of preaching, Prabhupada was actually quite pragmatic in how to implement it. So with respect to us, since we don't have any particular instruction about what we are to do in our life, so we may have to take something from some instruction from Prabhupada's words, from our spiritual guide's words, and then we have to see how well we can work it. So sometimes we become too attached to service in a particular form. Say, I'm preaching here, but then things are not working out here. I may go somewhere else and preach. And when to persevere in the same thing and when to change over to something else. That's not an easy decision to do. Which form to persevere in, or when to focus on the principle but change the form of what service I'm doing. That we may have to consult others, introspect, pray, and then decide. But certainly, vision is important. At the same time, practical steps for execution are also required. So when both are there, then gradually, when you take one step forward, one step forward, eventually, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, it is said. So like that, Prabhupada did wonderful things, and With respect to intelligence, we could say specifically, the ultimate goal may seem to be impossible as per the intelligence. But the practical steps are very much within the reach of the intelligence. Okay, right now I'm here. Prabhupada is in India. Okay, let me go and meet this devotee. Let me go and meet that person. Let me do this. Let me do that. So, our understanding is like going back to the story of that sparrow and the Garuda. The sparrow whose eggs had been taken by the ocean. So, the sparrow was doing what was in her capacity. And then eventually, Garuda came and did what was beyond her capacity, beyond the sparrow's capacity. So, if we are to do something wonderful for Krishna, we may need help from sources which are not within our capacity. But first, we have to also do what is in our capacity. So, our intelligence, the role of our intelligence would be in taking the steps which are in our capacity and doing them consistently. And our faith in something which is beyond our intelligence, that is that Krishna will help when things don't work out for me. So if we depend only on Krishna and we don't do anything practical ourselves, then that we'll become passive. On the other hand, if we only are caught in the practical and don't think about the hand of Krishna, then we'll feel like there are so many problems, I just can't do this, let me give it up. So there is both the practical and the transcendental which work together. So, but when the transcendental will intervene, we can't say. So we may have Prabhupada had to keep doing the practical small things, which many of them didn't work for almost 30-40 years. And then Krishna executed his miraculous intervention. And then wonderful things happened.
One along these lines, one quick